The last word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
As we were hearing from Neil Tracy earlier, Stephen Kenny named 26 players to be part of his squad for the game at England the other night. Last night's Nations League game against Wales and the one against Bulgaria in the Viva this Wednesday. And of that 26, 13 are gone, either because of injury, suspension or COVID-19. He mustn't have just stepped on a black cat, Eamon Dunphy, presenter of the Stand. He must have actually stamped on a few of them, did he?
This is
extraordinary.
It is. It's terrible news. And the latest, James McLean, Matt Doherty, two experienced players, Aaron Connolly, changed the seat on the plane and sat next to an official or within the social distancing range. He had to mark himself absent. It's unbelievable, look, and we just have to feel sorry for him. He's only been in the job a short time. Every minute, every day he spends with the players is productive at this stage. But you have to get on with it, and with a huge game on Wednesday night against Bulgaria, we really, all things being equal, we'd probably be heavy favourites to beat them. But I don't know what team he's going to play, Matt. I really don't.
And where are the going to goals going to come from? Eamon, seven games without a win and six games without a goal. I mean, you're around a long time. You played on some Irish teams that didn't do well. But have you ever seen this sort of run without a goal?
Well, I played 23 times in the 60s and 70s, and we only won two of those games. Now, certain inferences could be drawn from that, but but we had a hard time, and I think goal scoring has been a problem for Ireland for a long time. But our way of kind of fixing it was to pull all the bodies behind the ball, to concede the space to the opposition, and we have a really good back five. And that was, we were going away, nil-nil, maybe nicking a goal from a set piece. And I think Stephen wants to change that, and you can see that he's effectively changing it. We have a lot, yesterday I think we had about 40% of the possession, we played really well. But the team was weakened, and is weakened, by key players being missing. I mean, we've two missing from yesterday. Jason Malumbi got a second yellow card. He's been a success. He's a young player, so he's out for Wednesday. And Jeff Hendrick, of course, is out because of his red card. Now James McLean is out. Matt Doherty's out. Seamus Coleman has been out now with an injury. Harry Arthur has an injury. And it isn't just the number of players that are missing. Some of them are key players. But I have faith in Stephen. He appears to have faith in himself, and he's showing courage, resilience. He's not whinging. He's getting on with the job, despite the dire statistics.
Does he need to be more pragmatic in his approach, though? Because I know this was a criticism that was levelled at Martin O'Neill and Giovanni Trapattoni before them, that they didn't trust the players to play enough football. In fact, you could even go back to the Jack Charlton era and suggest he didn't trust excellent players to do what they actually could. But is there perhaps an argument on behalf of pragmatism that if we don't have players who score goals at club level and don't do it at international level, then surely you set up the team to make sure that you don't concede any and hope to get one or two?
Well, to be fair, we haven't had a hiding. I mean, the England team we played at Wembley last week was a very good team, full of their best young players. But that match apart, we haven't been conceding loads of goals, and we haven't... When he had Seamus Coleman available to him, he decided to experiment and play Matt Doherty instead of Seamus. I think that was a mistake. But other than that, I couldn't fault him. Shane Duffy is having a really bad time. He got a transfer to Glasgow Celtic. He no sooner gets there, but he has a dip in his form. He's dropped. The fans are on his case on social media. He's another key player. At centre-half, he's been a real leader and a terrific player for Ireland. He scored four goals, which makes him, I think, our leading goal scorer in the last two or three years. So things are conspiring against Stephen. I don't think he needs to change anything, Matt. I think the way the team played yesterday, with McLean out wide, Darrell Horgan, who's come in and done really well. Now, Daryl Horgan's playing for Wigan Wanderers, but yeah. Stephen has actually improved him. He looked comfortable yesterday, and against a team, Wales, who haven't conceded a goal for 11 hours playing time, we did okay.
The goal, would you be confident that yeah. if all the players were available, yeah. that we would have a good team that would get results?
I'm confident that Stephen Kenny would get the most out of the players he would have at his disposal. Adam Eder is a good example. He's 19. Stephen played him again yesterday. He worked hard. He's learning the business at a level higher. He's playing for Norwich Reserves. I think Stephen Kenny has a plan. It's a long-term plan. He's going to blood young players. He's going to stick with them. And results are not, at this moment, a priority. Now, he does... What does he do against Bulgaria? I mean, it's really tough, Matt, if you have no players to pick from. If somehow he gets a win, we avoid relegation from this group in the Nations Cup, or Nations League Cup. And then the big test he has to be ready for are the World Cup qualifiers. That will give him a bit of breathing space.
Of course, Eamon, it is noticeable that Michael O'Neill, when he took over as Northern Ireland, yes. in his first 18 games, he'd only one win. He had a 6-0 defeat against Holland in there as well. I suppose the good thing as well, I mean, this is a small thing, but you can just imagine that if the FAI was a bit flush with cash, there would be people out there looking to fire Stephen Kenny, bring up the circumstances in which he was bizarrely yeah. appointed the John Delaney, one of his last machinations yeah. before he went. But I suppose the situation is now at the moment, isn't it, that, you know, the FAI has no money. It can't make a change. It can't get rid of him. They can't bring in somebody else. So they just got to support him.
Yes. And to be fair, it's a good point you make about Michael O'Neill. Michael is a splendid coach and did a great job with Northern Ireland, including qualifying them for the European Championship finals. Now, and he's at Stoke now, and he's doing the job. But sometimes it can be really hard in international football to get your ideas across in the limited time you have with players. And I've no doubt in my mind that Stephen has had, in that regard, he's had success. I think the public can see the change in the team style. I don't think there's any mood for him to be sacked or put under any pressure. And I think it will bear fruit in the end when we get a best team on the field.
I hope you're right. Eamon Dunphy, presenter of the Stand podcast. Thank you very much for joining us here on The Last Word at Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.